This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so programming note, if you're looking for Tiger Baseball, did the first 2 hours on it. We're going to get back to it at 5 o'clock. But we wanted to take this space because, look, functionally, tomorrow you have a day game. Thursday could be closeout day or elimination day, depending on how tomorrow goes. We just don't want to wait till Friday, and we have this little finite space to do a couple segments on college football. So here's a question. Rico, you like to play a game. It's one of your favorite segments of the week. Can we say this? So I am going to ask you a question, and you tell me, can we say this in real time? College football edition. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Michigan blows. Like, no caveats, no excuses, no but if this or maybe this then. No, straight up. I've watched every snap of this team this year. This team sucks.
You know what, Mike? I'm going to allow this, and it's not because of where I graduated from. I was telling Jeremy in the commercial break, do you realize how close Michigan is to being 2-4? Where USC blew the lead, and Minnesota recovered an onside kick. Like, this isn't a very good team. You don't have a quarterback. But you knew that coming into the season, but you somehow fooled yourself into thinking that you not only had one, but you had three quarterbacks. And really, you don't have any quarterbacks. I don't see how it's going to get better because, lo and behold, Illinois and Indiana got good. You haven't played the top two teams yet. So that may be four losses that you're staring at right now. If your standard was playoff, yeah. You're correct, Mike. If your standard was, we'll be relevant. You're correct, Mike. If your standard was 6-6, like David said, you're on pace.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Is at the halfway point, I want to tell you I'm closer to David than my preseason prediction, which was I thought 9-3. I thought they'd lose to Oregon. I thought they'd lose to Ohio State. And I thought they would lose to Texas. Well, now you've already dropped the UW game. You're almost a mortal lock to drop both of the big games. And frankly, between the following three opponents, you guys can chuckle and laugh and touch your chandeliers all you like, but between Michigan State, Indiana, and Illinois, I think you're losing at least one of those games. Well, that brings you to 5. And by the way, that would be the worst fall from grace for a defending national champion in 70 years. Geez, I wonder why. Yes, it's a blend of losing a lot of good players, and you're not cheating. Mm-hmm. Hate to break it to you. I don't know where to go with it, but I wondered after that loss to UW. Here was the other thing, just throwing this out there for anybody. Okay, if Tuttle was healthy enough to play and he was the guy they wanted to play, why the hell did you start Orgy and wait until you were down 14-0 to play him? What type of coaching witchcraft is that? I know how I'd feel if they were wearing green and white.
Can I include, you're on the road? That makes it worse.
Hello.
I said the same thing as I was watching the game with my neighbor. We looked at each other and said, well, why wasn't he starting?
It makes no sense. So you don't get to say he's the answer if he wasn't the starter.
Right.
And you wait until 14-0 to bring him in. And then I hate to break it to you. After two series, basically, they go, all right, well, our game plan's out the window. You've heard Dan Campbell talk about this. All the preparation this week was for Orgy. They sure as hell weren't prepping for some 26-year-old guy. Go get a job, by the way. Enough. You know, you're Alan Bowman, you're Jack Tuttle, you're the kid down at Miami who's 30. Do me a solid. Here's a resume. Get in the workforce. Ridiculous. You got guys who graduated in 2017 playing college football. I digress. But here's my question to you as a Michigan fan. Have you arrived at this? Have you officially, like they say in Spaceballs, we've gone from suck to blow? Like, does this team just stink? Because defensively, Rico, this ain't it. I gave you the passing statistics last segment. You can throw the ball at will on these people. If you have half an offensive line and three quarters of a quarterback, mm-hmm. you could throw for 300 yards on these cats.
Mike, yeah, I think this is bad because the defense was what you were going to rely on, especially the secondary. They're not getting it done. It's just and I'm going back to your whole why didn't Tuttle play? Because honestly, if you started Tuttle, the element of surprise may have won you the game. Because they needed to get into halftime to make the adjustments. That was the first thing that Jed Fish said was, like, hey, we didn't prepare for this. They did what USC and Minnesota didn't do. We're just going to shut down your run game from the very first. You could throw it all you want. And I think the first play of the game, they threw the ball. And they were like, that's cute. Do it again. Try that again. And they couldn't. Yeah.
I just wonder. And again, I mean, guys, listen, you can't hurt me. I know my team stinks. It's not even fun to talk about. This has nothing to do with them. We're talking about you. You want me to talk about my team? I will. Only seven people care. Guys, this is looking like an unprecedented fall from grace for a defending national champion. And you've got coaches cussing out fans on the sideline. You got a guy who looks like, from a professional standpoint, he's like, look, I'm just here for the money. I'm bored. Wink Martin. I mean, are you enjoying the wink experience, guys? I warned you. This is what I lived with the Giants for 2 years. This dude had no professional future. And unlike Mike McDonald or Jesse Minner, who were basically sent down to do an internship, learn, run a staff, run a side of the ball, only to be, quote, called back up to the big leagues. Now Mike McDonald's the head coach of the Seahawks, and Jesse Minner at some point, it wouldn't shock me in the least if he became one. The point is, that's not wink. Wink is your drunk uncle who got laid off in South Carolina. Now he's living in your basement. He didn't have any professional future. All right, he got laid off from the logging company. There is nowhere else to go.
Yeah, the Dr. Blitz part two. That experiment.
Yeah, another old guy who thinks you can just... Like I loved on the broadcast, Rico, you know, Wink treats second and long like third and long. I'm like, yeah, I know. I live this. Yeah. It's called first down. So I'd like to know where people are at with it. I mean, David, do you think that, can we say, because I think 6-6, 7-5, you stink.
Yes, you stink.
This team stinks.
And what's funny is, and I'm not, I don't want to brag because I never wanted to be right. But
here he
everything
comes.
That Rico mentioned about the problems with the quarterback, the problems with the defense that you all mentioned, the problems here, the problems there, I was the one worried about them before the season started. And that's why I went with 6-6, because if everything went wrong, that's what it was going to look like. Mike, you talked about the defense, and the problem is that was the one thing, that was the wall you can lean on that you could be secure with. But now you found out that there's termites in that wall, and the wall's coming apart. Because that's what the defense is. They're not good. So if you can't rely on the defense anymore, your offense already has the question marks it has. They can only run the ball with Mullings. Dono can't catch the ball because they can't throw 5-yard passes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback situation is not good. The offensive line looks really bad. So when you don't have that.
You got the turnover buffs.
The turnover buffs when you're down already in the game. And everyone knows you're losing the game and you do the turnover buffs. Dude, go sit down on the bench. It's bad. Yes, they're bad. They suck.
So my question is, what do you do long form? I mean, like, I don't think it's appropriate to talk about letting go of a head coach in his first year. Like, that's not where I'm at. I don't think that's fair to Sherrone. Have I been impressed with Sherrone? No, absolutely not. But, like, I'm telling you in no uncertain terms, you cannot have Wink Martindale here next year.
Right.
You can't.
You know what, Mike? I got an answer for that. I'll give that to you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
All right, enough about us. Let's talk to you guys. Tigers, your reaction to yesterday, the one thing that jumped out at me, and is this the best time ever? We got a baseball and a football team that are both legit contenders in this. It's never happened in my lifetime. And it's sunny and 60. It doesn't really get better. Let's go to Victor to bat leadoff today, 97.1. Vic, what's going on, buddy?
How are you guys doing?
Good, Victor. All what's right. going on?
Mike. How are you, Mike? How are you feeling with the playoffs?
Which part? The Tiger side or the Yankee side?
I mean, our part. I mean, the hometown part, we can talk about that next. But, I mean, from Yankee fan to Yankee fan, I mean, you already laid it out. All right. But we're hurt. But I want to make the point of why you're right that this is magic. And it just this is not a sly towards the Tigers, because to have magic in baseball postseason, it takes two parts. And it can't exist without those two parts existing. Part one, your team has to play the best brand of baseball that they're going to be playing all year around. They have to do it in October. That's part one.
Yes.
Part two that you eloquently laid out earlier before commercial break was all of the things that you cannot control just so happen to sway slightly in your favor. That also has to happen, and that's how you get magic. And that is what the Tigers are having. And the Yankees are getting the exact opposite. We have been eating this 15-year-long curse of us killing it for 162 years at the plate, but our bats disappear in October.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Victor, the report from the front, I can address it. Rico, you want it. I'm not going to talk like a Civil War, you know, person sending a letter. It's simple.
Oh, man, we were going to have music and everything for you, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. Look, it is what Victor is saying. Now, it's two games. Can all turn around. But this is where I'm different, and it's why I get so annoyed when people turn into, like, shills and homers. I don't do it with my own team. I ain't going to tolerate you doing it with yours. The Yankees are going full Yankee right now. Two games in against the Royals. Here's the report from the front. Dearest Mother R.L. Beard. The report from the front is simple. 1 for 12 with runners in scoring position. 2 for 20 with runners on base. Aaron Judge, the single worst postseason player in the history of postseason players. His lifetime average in the postseason is now down to 204. His average in this series is 2. And Carlos Rodon had a nervous breakdown on the mound. And Gerrit Cole is still a choke artist. Yankees are tied at 1. You want inside my mind and how I view my team? Let me just tell you this. If the Yankees are going to play this brand of baseball, you're in the mix. And that series is a coin flip at best from a New York perspective, if this is what the Yankees intend on doing. More from the front in a few weeks, a.k.a. after I watch the next game. But it's been bad. It's been really bad, Rico. And again, the Yankees only scored in game one based on the Royals walking 17 people. So I'm just telling you, this Yankee team looked different all year, felt different, younger, more depth, more balance. The product I'm watching each night from a lineup standpoint, and I look at Tiger pitching from the front.
Yeah.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
See, but I think for the Yankees, Mike, it's, this is why when you look at the Tigers off, I've often said sometimes it's better to be young and stupid and not really know what you're doing and the pressures that come along with it. And, oh, my God, you're defying logic. We're just having fun playing baseball, where for the Yankees, it is the pressure of playing in New York, knowing we haven't done anything in so long. Like, what in the world are we doing out here? It's like, I think, what, the last time the Yankees won a World Series, the iPad hadn't been invented yet?
It was 2009, smartass, you and your fake high school, okay? Blow it out your ass. I'll deal with it from the listeners. I ain't going to deal with it with you.
8181 Greenfield, it existed.
Yeah, too bad Aaron Judge's bat doesn't. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Hey.
Good, Mike. What's up?
Yesterday, fellas, me and my wife got a business together. So we work in the business. I'm trying to work the business, knowing that the Tigers game is on. So I got the game on the other side of the basement. And me and my wife doing something. And I said, oh, shit. I jumped up, and she thought I was going crazy. I could hear the radio in the background where the guy got thrown out from right field on a great play. And I was like, damn, pitcher's pitching a great game. I got to do this with my wife. So I'm looking at my phone, rest of the inning. I got the TV on in the other room, and then I got the radio on in the background. So the ninth inning is on, and I'm like, okay, I know we had 5 hits, so I'm not listening no more. She didn't turn it out. It said 6 hits. Then it said 7 hits. So I'm like, let me get up and go see what's going on. We got runners on first and third.
We have a situation.
Yes. So I got the TV on, but I said, let me listen to it from the radio. The greatest, man, that announcement and watching it and listening to it and remembering how back in the day me and my dad used to listen to the Tigers on the radio. That was amazing. Simply amazing, man. So, Mike, what you're saying, and I'm going to tell you, I go back to 88-89. Because the Pistons won 2 chips. U of M basketball won a national championship. The football team went to 2 Rose Bowls. Bowl couldn't win either. The Red Wings had a great series with the Blackhawks. The Red Wings started playing good. And if I can recall, Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray fought the day before the Pistons won it in 89. So that was amazing. But, Mike, you may have something here. University of Michigan won a national championship. The Lions almost went to the chip. They may go again. And if this Tigers team can win this round, they don't even have to win it all. They just win this round.
Right.
I think you may have I think you might have a point there.
Yeah, but Mike, I would say this. It's cool, but it's still, you don't get parades for doing all of that. Red Wings and Pistons got parades, and you could deem them as lesser than teams, but we all celebrated like never before when they won it all.
Oh, hold on. Is it deeming that they're lesser than, or is it just stating facts that they are, in fact, lesser than?
No, Mike.
Hoopty is lesser than a Ferrari. It's factual.
No, because anybody who was down at the parades, no. The city came out. The city enjoyed them. Whether you were a casual fan or whether you were a hardcore fan, this city party and celebrated.
Right, but if the Tigers win a World Series or the Lions win a Super Bowl, Rico, the meteor is hitting us.
Oh, no. Trust me, I've seen the Tigers World Series, and that was so bad that Detroit got the reputation. They flipped over cars and set them on fire. So, yes, I get where you're coming from in 84.
Yeah, we don't advocate that.
No, we don't. But, yeah, I remember that they said, hey, guys, Pistons are going to win the title. Let's not burn things, okay? Let's simmer down. Let's just celebrate. Go shake your neighbor's hands. We're just going to be happy. But, yes, you're right. If they win, I think it'll be a celebration beyond that we've never witnessed, but we don't know what that is here yet. So that's why as of right now, you're on the cusp. But I still have to hold on to the titles before I can just acquiesce that to just making the playoff.
You know what it is for me, Rico? I admit it. I'm a complete snob. Baseball and football are the two. Nothing else matters. Everything else is a poverty sport. Oh, that's a sport for the poors. And hockey, oh, you and your ice hockey. Baseball and football are, in the words of Reggie Jackson, they are the straw that stirs the effing drink.
I think the NBA is on line three, wants to word with you about poverty sport.
You can have it. No one cares. If you're, hold on, name a human being who would take an NBA title over a Super Bowl. Come on, no one.
No, you're right.
You know, now I get it. They pimp their numbers and, oh, look at NBA growth and we're going to put a team in Mexico. I don't care. I live in Detroit. I can tell you what our audience cares about. But Rico, you're right. Listen, you predate me on this stuff. I defer to you.
Yeah.
No smarm.
No,
I didn't live it. I wasn't here in 84. You were the one turning over cop cars, not me.
I was in high school at my real high school, by the way.
That's why it's not here.
Sycamore.
He burned the high school down. That's what he did.
Hey, we had Tiger Day. So all throughout that week, it was no dress code at the school. You could wear Tigers colors and Tigers gear while the Tigers were in the World Series. So,
well, you had a uniform for high school?
Not a uniform, but it was a dress code. You couldn't wear jeans. So, no jeans, and you had to have a collared shirt. So,
okay, then. Yeah. 248-539-9797. We're going to get more of the people. Your reactions from yesterday. Your thoughts about tomorrow. The biggest thing that jumped out at you. I told you, for me, it was the identification of the way the strike zone was going to be called, Scooble taking advantage of it, and it was masterful. And again, I think, David, good point by you, the pacing. It was very Max Scherzer. Get ball, throw ball. Get ball, throw ball. There's just no breaks in the action. And again, is this the best time we've had in this town? Football and baseball together being championship quality. You know, that's, look, from a Lions perspective, guys, that's just never been the case. So right on surface, that's the differentiator. The Tigers, yes. But unlike the 06 team or unlike the 2012 team, there's no expectation. This is just innocence. Hey, it's okay if you disagree, and you're right. Rico nailed it. You don't get a parade for fun.
Right.
But I've never had this. And all is right with the world. You got Michigan coaches cussing out fans. Ooh, the team can't throw a forward pass.
Get the F out of here. Right.
Honestly, what did Chris Bryant think that fan was going to do? Good, punch me. Here, hit me. I'll take some of your billion-dollar endowment. What are you going to do? Come up in the stands and beat the guy to death? Give me a break.
Right. It was like, call security. Hey, security, can you get these guys out the stadium? There you go.
Yeah. I'm with you. Listen,
when you can't throw a forward pass, things get tough. 248-539-9790. You just hate to see it.
It's hard in the streets.
It is, man. Poor Wolverine fans. My God. You hate when bad things happen to good people.
All right. If you're looking for Tigers, we've done the first 2 hours on them. We're going to get right back into them. Odyssey.com Rewind. But the Red Wings do open tonight. And I wanted to have this conversation with Kenneth G. Codd, who will be live at the game tonight signing autographs. We enter, I don't even remember what year of the Iser plan is this?
This is year 6 of the Iser plan. He's had since 19. His first full year was 19.
Got it. All right, so we're in year 6. And I found something interesting, Kenneth, because I know what I want to say, but betting odds don't agree with it. We all want the Red Wings to make the playoffs. Like, it doesn't seem like that big of an ask. Shout out Lomas Brown. It just doesn't seem like in a sport where over half the teams make it, we're not asking for much. However, here are the betting odds. To make the playoffs, courtesy of FanDuel, the Panthers are minus 430. The Devils are minus 430. The Rangers are minus 330. So that's three teams. All right. No problem. Five spots left. Hurricanes, minus 320. Maple Leafs, minus 300. All right. Well, three spots left. Wings got to be somewhere. Lightning, minus 230.
Down to two.
Bruins, minus 185. All right. Well, then they got to be the last team, the eighth choice. Wrong. Senators, minus 105.
Dun, dun, dun.
Islanders, even money. The Penguins plus 125, and then the Wings at plus 140 as the 11th best odds to make the playoffs. Do with it what you will. But Kenny, here is my question to you. If the Wings don't make the playoffs, Steve Yzerman blank.
Steve Yzerman is on the hot seat, and it depends how that season goes because it could be a little worse than that for me. I can't do another one of these. We're in year 6, Mike. This is the 6th year of a rebuild. We're not doing the Ken Holland plan of, oh, okay, 10-year rebuild. Yeah, I don't think anybody's cool with that. But what I can't deal with is preseason. I have looked at every expert projection of how this season is going to go. And I haven't seen one with the Red Wings higher than the last seed in the wild card. But most of them have the Red Wings missing. And I just can't keep doing this.
So here's where I've arrived at. I think conversation about Yzerman job security is fruitless because he's got a limitless runway. I mean, it's just obvious. So I'm not interested in having conversations that are pointless. But here's where I've arrived at. I wanted to know from you, Kenny, if this is a safe space. If they miss the playoffs, he no longer gets to do it his way. That his way failed. And changes have to get made. Meaning, ideological changes. Oh, I don't want to give out term. Too bad. I don't want to make a bold trade. Wrong. We're going to wait for a Sebastian Cosa to start 70 games in 2026. Wrong. I want to know where you're at with it.
I think that's a completely fair way to look at it, because in year 6, scraping into the playoffs and doing things your way and being stubborn about contract term and being stubborn about your rookie philosophy. Right now, you still have a bunch of guys in Grand Rapids that should be either here, and if they're not, they should be trade pieces. I'm not saying clear out the system via trade, but I'm saying there has
to
be
real.
Think
about this. We had an offseason, right? And what was the complaint? Okay, well, Valeni's a neophyte with hockey. Fine. All I know is, metrically, you did not get tangibly better in any way, shape, or form this offseason. In an offseason, you had $30 million in cap space. Did you get better between the pipes? No. Did you get better along the blue line? Absolutely not. And did you get better up front? No. You simply brought Kane back. So, guess what? Vegas agrees with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Mike, unless Husso, Lyons, or Talbot becomes that guy in goal...
You got three goalies. You don't have one.
And I said, unless one all of a sudden just elevates himself and you're like, wow, where did this come from?
And here's the problem. You know what? None of them are set up to thrive unless this defense gets massively better. And I again, on paper, I don't see that. Now, you want to say, well, some of the kids, fine, show me.
I think that's what we're leaning on, though, is Seider taking another step. Edvinson's here for his first full season. I think he takes his step because I actually liked what I saw out of him at the end of last year. Now, I guess they're sticking him with Petrie, which is, I think, a mistake. But again, we'll see. And this
Why is Petrie even here?
I was thinking that as well.
Don't know. that's kind of what I wanted
for the Tigers, right?
That's what I wanted them to address in the offseason, though, is why is Petrie – why do I have to look at Petrie tonight? Why am I going to LCA and watching Petrie play hockey?
So I'd like to know, if the Wings don't make the playoffs, do we have a right to say blank about Yzerman? Or are you on the other side of it and you go, well, guys, how can you expect something when they have the 11th best odds? Look, you just get into a space where it's like, no, I'm not directly putting Yzerman against Scott Harris. No, because Scott Harris didn't expect this. This isn't even Scott Harris's doing. This is voodoo. You have breakfast with your manager, and it's about surviving till the end, not plotting the greatest run in history. But it does get to a point where you're like, okay, if not now, when? And at the end of this season, if they don't make it, like it's just clear his way didn't work. So he will be charged with doing it a different way. You can't just keep slamming your head against a urinal.
Well, it's funny that you say, oh, well, you can't possibly expect that much because they have the 11th best odds for the people who think that way. And whose fault would that be, Steve? Whose fault would that be that you have the 11th best odds?
I know. And clearly, betting odds are not some gospel. I just thought, much like Kenny, you start looking around, you go, okay, well, who's got the Wings in the playoffs? And it's no one. And then you look at the betting odds, and it's not expected. And then I go back to the shows that we did where Kenny and I were upset about the summer and we got chastised. And I go, okay, well then, what's the point of any of this then? If I never have to get better, if the moves I make don't result in people thinking we're good or Las Vegas, most importantly, where dollars are won and lost on, I'm fascinated. Where does this go? Because, man, if they don't make the playoffs at a minimum, how would you not have the opinion, the Yzer thing, it ain't it. Now, Steve obviously ain't going nowhere, but he's got to change. Now, is that not the fairest compromise I can make?
It is, Mike. Let's just say the quiet part out loud. If the person running the Wings' name was John Smith, I don't think he would still be around this long. But it is Yzerman, and we're all waiting for that for him to sprinkle the magic and for it to all change. And we're about to go into year six. And as of now, it doesn't look that way.
You're the 11th team in the East by betting odds.
Thought that you would do some big spending in the offseason. You brought back Patrick Kane. That was your big spend.
And you
signed your guys.
And even worse, that Ken Kell woo 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 song is now stuck in my head. So there's that.
Perfect.
Woo woo woo.
248-539-9797. David, any ticket text? I know it's Tigers Day, but I didn't want to just omit the Wings because they are going to be a story down the line. And there has to be, I would imagine from that passionate fan base, a level of expectation of, come on, we got to make the playoffs here.
Well, someone speaking your language, Rico, if the Wings don't make the playoffs, Steve Yzerman needs to be fired. Any other GM would have been fired, but because of his name, he's still here.
Right, but we're dealing in reality, folks.
Correct.
You could say what should happen.
So his name is Steve Yzerman, and it's not going to just happen like that.
It's like saying Bill Belichick in New England. Well, any other coach, yeah, they would have been let go sooner. But he's not any other coach. He's Bill Belichick. All I'm asking for is a seed change in how they do business if they don't make the playoffs. Look, Steve may get the last laugh. Maybe 2 months from now, the Red Wings are a story again. And they're red hot, and someone has stepped forward between the net. And now all of a sudden, we look like we have a legitimate rotation of six defensemen, with one of them being a young Ray Bourque. I don't know. But on paper, I look at this, and I'm wholly not excited.
Right.
Woo, woo, woo. David.
Guys, a coaching change before Yzerman goes. That is what needs to happen. Steve Yzerman is not the problem.
But hold on. He had a chance to let Lalonde go last year. Did he? No. Well, it's on you. Now all of a sudden you're going to do what? Like the NHL tradition where guys get capped six games into a season? I don't understand that. If you're one cold stretch early in the year from firing your coach, fire him in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he even there?
Yeah. firing him in 3 games or 10 games into the season, yeah, that really didn't make a...
Kenny, what do you make of the Lalonde situation? Is he on that thin of ice in your mind?
Absolutely. I wanted him fired at the end of last year. So for me, if we're not, you know, sniffing playoff contention by the trade deadline, I don't want him anywhere near this team. Yeah, okay, he's on thin ice with me.
So by the deadline, you're not going to do one of these Berube deals where you're let go 6 games into the season.
Okay, well, if they start to slide, like remember the Blues? That's always the example I hear. The Blues in, I think, 19 fired their head coach after being in last place for a month or two, whatever it was. If that's the case, then absolutely. But I don't see that. That's a crazy town. But, yes, he's on thin ice.
You going to win tonight?
Yeah, of course we are. Pittsburgh's on a back-to-back. Come on.
All right, I'm asking you. You know, I may want to dabble. I may want to dabble in the pucks.
Are you doing the minus the goal and a half? What are we talking here?
No.
There's no value on the money line. I'm just asking.
-128.
All right.
That's better than telling me you're going to win. There's plenty of value.
Maybe you parlay that at Detroit Sweet.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Buy one, get one. Yes.
Rico now sounds like Snoop Dogg. The answer is no.
For shizzle.
No, not that one. I'm talking our drop. Right. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of your calls and ticket texts coming up next. Get back to the Tigers later in the hour. It's 97.1. All right, here we go. 3 o'clock football. We will take a break from the Tigers unless TJ wants to offer an opinion on them. I've got a lot to ask. A, it's great of you to show up this week.
Thank
B,
you.
Can I ask about the Jets? Is it selfish if I ask about the Jets?
No.
Because
made some headlines this week.
And you've been on the Leadership Eagle Council in a locker room. You've been part of a veteran commission. Just explain to me. And I also, look, clearly you know Aaron Rodgers. How am I supposed to believe he didn't get Robert Saleh clipped?
I don't know if he got him clipped, but there's absolutely no way Woody Johnson did that without getting his input.
Thank you.
Yeah, so... Look, Aaron said what he had to say this week, you know, that, surprise, and, we talked about my injury, but come on.
I don't have the power think I have.
You're not going to make that move without, and I don't know if he signed off on it, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, but there's absolutely no way that he found out Tuesday with the rest of everybody else.
I have to think that if he walked in there and says, I'm thinking about getting rid of Saleh. Nah, I like him. Sure. Yeah. All right. He could stay as coach.
Exactly.
So if you don't do that, in essence, you got him clipped because you didn't walk in there and say, no, I want to keep my coach.
You know, probably didn't do much to help the cause. But
you know what's fascinating? But then in turn, they clipped Nathaniel Hackett. Now, they offered Hackett a soft landing. I know that factually.
I must have missed that. Did Hackett get fired?
No.
They were going to let him
resign with some dignity. That. Instead, they stripped him of his play calling and said, here's a Rubik's Cube. Go sit in the corner.
Okay.
Now, that's Aaron Rodgers' guy. That's his dude. So it doesn't add up where Aaron gets his way and then they clip his boy. I had to ask you because you have no smarm. You've been a part of that leadership kind of vault in a locker room. Yeah. And it's just... It's crazy. And again, it's the Jets. This is what they do. But it's insane. How does the rest of the room react?
Sounds like the guys on the defensive side weren't happy.
Yeah.
And honestly, their defense hasn't been the problem.
No.
You know, their defense has been.
Aaron threw a pick six last week. That's why they lost.
3 interceptions. He was terrible. Maybe it was a situation that Woody Johnson's like, hey, we're terrible right now. We're underperforming. We got to make a move. We got to jumpstart this team. It's either Hackett or it's Saleh. We got to do something, right? And like you said, I mean, Aaron Rodgers vouched for Nathaniel Hackett, right? He called him his favorite coach ever. He wants him. So, you know, I'm not saying that he gave him a choice. Hey, it's one or the other. But if he had to stand on his head for one of those guys, I would assume it was Nathaniel Hackett.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it was... I mean, look, was Saleh good? No, they weren't bad, but underachieving for the roster that they had, absolutely. So, but I've never been a part of a in-season firing. I was here in Detroit when Caldwell got let go, but that was at the end of the season. I don't think any of us knew that was coming. You know, that nobody, Bob Quinn or nobody asked, you know, the veterans on the team, hey, how would you feel about this? You just kind of came in and you saw the news.
You mean they didn't come to you and go, TJ, bless this firing?
Absolutely not.
Do you think
a guy like Aaron Rodgers, like with the amount of power he has and say that he has, there's absolutely no way in hell
Breaking news.
That he found out on Tuesday.
Breaking news. TJ says.
What?
You fired Caldwell.
Okay. That's enough. That's enough.
That's so, actual live audio of TJ talking to management.
You also, you know what looked weird last week watching that Jets game too? That looked like an Aaron Rodgers, it looked like an I'm going to show you how much we need Devontae game. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I thought watching that
22
game.
22 targets he's to Garrett Wilson.
And he's just chucking it into coverage, and he's just throwing the ball in half a second. He's not buying time anymore. He's just dropping back and chucking it. And I think that was kind of like maybe Saleh didn't want to bring in Devontae. Maybe he felt, you know, that, and this might be conspiracy path here, but maybe that kind of looked like a game that was like, oh, you don't want Devontae? Okay, watch this.
Now we're getting the good stuff.
I'm going to show you how much we need him. I don't think it was, but that's what it looked like. That's what it looked like to me.
No, TJ, you know what it looks like to me? It looks like the Jets are trying to get in early on either Vrabel or Belichick, knowing both are out there. I don't think this is going to be the first in-season firing of a coach because you got two coaches out there that – let's face it, in New York, especially if you can get Belichick to go to the Jets,
yeah,
that would sell. Yeah. That the fan base would eat it up. Oh, he's with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, now. That'd be juicy, too, going to a division rival of the Patriots where he spent all those years. That would be I think it sometimes guys, you know, ownership or GMs feel you can kind of feel the energy deflating out of your football building, you know, the roster in the locker room, and sometimes they have to make moves that – we'll try to wake guys up a little bit, you know, and try to give you a jolt of come back to the real world, man. Like, we got to start turning it around here. You know, there's going to be a lot more slips, you know, in our lockers when we start showing up if this thing doesn't start turning around.
Where do you sit with the Lions? Off a bye week, obviously getting Frank back helps. It's a weird spot. I don't quite understand. Lions are only a 3-point favorite over what looks like half the Cowboys roster. What's your confidence level going down to Big D this week?
I feel good.
Pretty good, right?
I do. Coming off a bye week and getting healthy and everybody practicing. You know, I think Kirby was the only guy that got a little nicked up, but sounded like he was going to practice at least today. We'll check the report here in a little bit. But, no, I feel good, man. I think this offense finally figured it out. You know, it took them a few weeks, but that Seattle game, they were rolling, and they were playing good, and the defense, did you slip a little bit? Yeah, you let up a few too many big plays, but I think they're playing really good team football in all three phases. And you combine that, too, like you mentioned, you know, Micah Parsons probably not going to play, Lawrence on IR. You know,
Zach Martin did not practice yesterday. I don't have the update today.
I didn't see it. It sounded like it could have been maybe a vet rest day.
Little Calvin Johnson.
I could be wrong, but it kind of sounded like, and Zach's been around for what, 13, 14, maybe a vet rest day, but they're banged up at their positions that they're difference makers. I mean, Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, that's your defense, right? Eric Kendricks didn't practice, I don't think, at all this week, Wednesday or Thursday.
Definitely.
He's their leading tackler.
Yep.
So I combine that with the fact that I think the Lions are hitting their early season stride here, and I feel confident. I really do.
You know what, TJ? I couldn't wait to ask you this question because you played offensive line. A torn pec. It just seems like you shouldn't be effective as an offensive lineman with a torn pec. Am I just looking at this like, you guys are just Superman out there, or is there something wrong that you can go out there and just get this thing done? You got a torn pec.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
I don't think it's a fully torn pec. I only say, and I don't know, but I only say that because anytime somebody tears a pec, it's a season ender. I mean, you don't see at least the, you know, it's 8, 10, 12 weeks, right?
Yes,
I
think 3 months.
Yeah. Gardner Johnson did it last week. He ended up coming back late in the playoffs, but partially torn. You start thinking, and look, I mean, torn is torn, right? But there are different severities of that injury. Yes, does it affect you? Absolutely. But
I mean, he's pulling like a Ronnie Lott. Like, just cut it out. Let's play.
I mean, a guy like Frank, I mean, the last time he played a fully 100% healthy game was when?
You know
what I mean? Like, he's been banged up the last couple of years with the toe and the foot, and now the.
Would you hear what Goff said on these airwaves?
It's difficult.
Goff said he came into the huddle and he goes, guys, I think I just tore my pec. And Goff's like, you basically get the hell out of here. He's like, no, I'm good. Just keep rolling.
You sure?
Like, casually just comes back to the huddle, goes, I think I just blew out my
something
pack.
Doesn't feel right. Yeah. And it doesn't. You know, that's one of the injuries, too, like an ACL that it's not really painful. You know what I mean? Like, you just feel discomfort, and you're like, man, like, can I stretch this out right? Something doesn't feel right. It feels a little weird, but it's not painful. So as long as you can, a guy like Frank that can go out there and still be effective without, you know, battling an excruciating amount of pain, you know, he's tough as nails, man. He's an Iron Man. It's going to be hard to keep him off the field.
We have three critical questions for you, and only one of them is about the Tigers. We're going to get to it next. And we have two TJ questions.
Tigers. I'm excited, man.
And we're going to talk.
Game five.
All right, we're going to talk about.
Are you going? No,
I'm kidding.
On my way to Dallas.
Huge sports in Dallas.
No, I was there Wednesday, though. I was there Wednesday.
All right, everybody calm down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.